tonight is all about resources. One thing about me is I am very big on academics. I am very big in, I believe, sports and extracurricular activities are important. They are a huge part of the foundation of any child's upbringing. However, I am very big on academics. My school was able to exceed state expectations and move a letter grade in 2 years. Why? Because I have a saying at my school, we keep the main thing, the main thing. And the main thing is instruction. I don't care if one of the buildings is on fire. We're going to go somewhere else and still teach. And so I just believe in making sure that babies are getting what they need in order to be successful in this world that's becoming even the more competitive, right? And so the resources that I want to share, and if you see me looking down, it's because I had so many of them that I had to take notes. But I wanted to share these resources for families who are like, hey, I want to help my baby at home. My child's coming home and they don't always have homework, but I want to make sure, that they are good. Hey, Minister Lucille, good to see you. Thank you for joining. And so you have parents who are like, hey, my child keeps coming home saying they don't have homework. What are some things that they can do? And so one thing I'm going to tell you is you can always, always, always get a book. We're losing our libraries because they're not utilized the way they were back in the day. And I get Google and even some of the things I'm going to give you, programs I'm going to give you, they're online. However, you can never go wrong with picking up a book and having your child to read every night for 30 minutes. Every night for 30 minutes. Every night for 30 minutes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes is every night for 30 minutes, have your scholar, have your child to read a book. Okay. Hey, Nana. Thank you for joining. Another program, the first one was book, but a program that I have found to be really helpful, I even use it with my own son, and it is for pre-K through third grade. My son says it can go up to fifth grade, but it is called Starfall. And Starfall, it's an online program. It's, like I said, it's targeted towards pre-K up to fifth grade, and it teaches practices on basic foundational skills. So when you hear educators talk about basic or the foundational skills, they're talking about your addition, your subtracting. They're talking about multiplication, division, things that babies, and those are like the basic skills, being able to identify numbers that scholars should have mastered in order to be successful. When it, you know, you're talking about pre-algebra, geometry, all of that, they have statistics when they get to college. They have to have basic foundational skills, and that's what Starfall focuses on. It also focuses in reading as well, also very foundational skills, the reading comprehension, okay? And so that's a very good program if you have a child that's in pre-K, so like roughly 3-4, all the way up to fifth grade. Another program, let me tell you, I love this program to my core. Every school that I can remember, we have used this program, and it's called iReady. iReady is an online program for reading and math, and students can use it at home. Now, the caveat with iReady, it is a program that districts or schools have to purchase, but, my goodness, if they use it, your scholar can have that, use that program at home in reading and in math. And like it, they have to take a diagnostic test. That test tells your, tells us as educators, will tell you as a parent where your child is. It can go, you may have a child who's in sixth grade, but based off of that iReady diagnostic test, and how they did, they may be at maybe a fourth grade reading level. So that program starts your child where they are, and then it helps build them up. It gives skills, lesson plans, strategies. Hey, Pastor Williamson, thank you for joining me. Much love to you. It gives teachers lesson plans. It gives parents and stuff things that they can use at home, in order to be successful on the, with the program. I highly recommend iReady. Look it up. I highly recommend that program for your babies. And that's K-12. Okay. Another program is called Khan Academy. A lot of schools use Khan. It was really, really, really popular back in the day. And then a lot of schools kind of brought it back once the pandemic hit, because it's almost like a virtual classroom. And in there, they do math, science, social studies, different life skills, reading. And it has been very, very, very popular, in the sense that you have a virtual teacher who's walking your child through how to solve a problem, or walking your child through some comprehension skills or social studies. You know, it's just more exposure, and you actually have a virtual teacher there that's teaching. I like Khan Academy. It's something that can be used as a after-school program, but it is something that you can use at home to help your scholar get more practice in skills. And let me tell you, I'm in education and I'm a parent, and that some of that math, I'm looking like, baby, it's between you and the Lord now, because yeah, no help. However, there is programs like Khan Academy that can really help your scholar, because like I said, there's a virtual teacher that can walk them through. Another program, and I know this one may be a little touchy for some, because as parents, we want to guard our scholars, our kids, from what they see on television. And if you're like me, I'm not one big on the news. We watch the news at 6 in the morning when we're getting ready for work, mainly for weather and hear about any accidents, and then the 6 o'clock world news. But at the end of the day, we can't shelter them and protect them from everything. And so it is beneficial for them to know what's happening around the world, not just what's happening for them locally. So with that being said, CNN 10 and CNN Student News are two programs that you can use at home. And it's like, it's pretty much, I think if I'm not mistaken, it's like 10 minutes of just free news. It comes with questions, and they talk to kids in a way that they can understand. They can understand what's happening around the world, and I love it. One of my science teachers uses it now to start off her science class, just to kind of get them acclimated to like just hearing what's going on to the news, and like picking like those key details, those things that they may need to know later on. So very good program to use if you want to introduce your scholars to watching the news, but you want to do it in a kid friendly way. I recommend CNN Student News or CNN 10. All right. Another program is called Epic. Now Epic is a library. It's a virtual library, and I'm telling you, it has thousands of thousands of thousands of books, from kindergarten all the way up. It has thousands of books. They can choose the genre that they love, and a lot of the books that they read come with questions at the end. So now you're testing the comprehension skills. Let me tell you, we have a lot of kids fluent who can read. The fluency levels are high when you look at Dibble's data, but once you start digging into accuracy, missing a lot of words that they know, but they're missing them. And then when you start looking at comprehension, they don't understand what they read. So it sounds good, but then when you start asking them questions like, okay, so what was the story about? What was the moral there? What is the theme? What do you think the author's trying to infer? When you start asking those questions, scholars struggle. And so Epic, I can't remember the exact website, but just if you Google Epic, Epic is, I'm telling you, thousands and thousands and thousands of books. For Giovanni, the deal was because he likes, you know, anime. I hope I'm saying that right. And comics. But for me, it's like, yeah, and you also need to be reading novel books. And so the deal is you read a novel book, then you have an opportunity to read the books that you enjoy reading as well. I have two more for you guys. The next one is PBS Kids. It's games, but it's like a program that's really targeted to all subject areas. But kids really do enjoy when they get to enjoy. Hold on, guys. Okay. In a minute. Have a seat. Have a seat. All right. My little one, honey, let me tell you something. Every single day when we come home, I'm ready to take my bath. Okay. All right. PBS Kids, like I said, it's full of games. It is full of games, but it is also another learning platform. It covers all subject areas. And then the last one I have for you guys, which I also thoroughly enjoy, is called ReadWorks. And it's totally free. Every one of these that I've given you is free except, one of these, you may have to pay a fee. Starfall. Starfall starts free and then you have to pay a fee. But I still recommend you investing in that program. But ReadWorks. So ReadWorks gives you, hey, Minister Raquel, ReadWorks is, again, it focuses on reading comprehension, but it touches a lot of subjects. So it's not just reading. Let me tell you something. When your scholars take the end of grade testing, a lot of the text that's up there is nonfiction. Children really are not fans of nonfiction texts. I know a lot of adults who aren't, right? We love the drama and the mystery. And that's not really found in a lot of nonfiction texts, right? It's just facts. It's information. And so, but when they take that ELG or they're in the grade test, whatever state they're in, it is saturated with nonfiction texts. And so as much as possible, keep nonfiction texts in front of your children. Whether you're reading a book, whether you choose to use any of the programs that I've recommended tonight, keep that before your child so that they can become familiar with how to pick out key details, most important details when they're reading, not just, oh, I just read it all over and then I can tell you a little bit about the story, but like actually able to pinpoint what's important. Like a lot of time kids get caught up on names. Names aren't really important in the text. Like you might have a question, well, who did what? But for the most part, hey, substitute it, because they'll get caught up on a name, especially if it's a name they can't pronounce or they don't understand. And then they spend a lot of time just reading the name as opposed to getting through the text. So that's also good. Another skill, when you have scholars reading, when you have your babies reading, time them. See how many words they can read in a minute, right? Because that begins to give you a picture of how they work in school. It gives you a picture of like how they're pacing themselves and if they're really able to get through some of the texts and or problems that's before them. So I always recommend getting out a timer and just timing your kids when they read. How many words did they get through in that minute? And then kind of going back through if they've missed words and like walking them through the words, you know, because like I said, we see a lot of kids like, boom, when it comes to fluency, boom, they're killing it. They're getting through it. But that accuracy start slipping because they're reading so fast, they're missing words, substituting words, and substituting words can mess you up because it, you know, especially in the English language, it takes on a different meaning, right? And so that's all I have for you guys tonight, parents. I just wanted to provide you with some resources that you can use to help your babies at home. Let me tell you, there's an exhaustive list. I don't have them all. I just wanted to give you a few to get started. I tell parents with babies who are small, I know people who actually make the boards with like pertinent information from like the letters, the numbers, the days of the week. But even if you're like, hey, I'm not at that space, I can't be that fancy, get a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And write down those letters and help your baby. Go to the Dollar Tree, Dollar General, what's that place? Big Lots, those different places, and they have a lot of children's books for like dirt cheap. I mean, when I say children's books, I'm talking about workbooks that they can actually work in for like dirt cheap. If you're like, hey, I only have time for that, a piece of paper will suffice that you could just write on and have them to keep mimicking the letters. Go through it with them. Go through the numbers with them. It is so very important to make sure that once your baby starts school, that they are as prepared as they can be. They are prepared as they can be. And a lot of that can just be done at home. And again, I recommend 30 minutes a night. It doesn't have to be hours and hours of drilling, drilling, drilling. 30 minutes. Put that back, please. 30 minutes. She's trying to lift weights, y'all. I think she's trying to tell me something. It's time to go back to the gym. But anyway, 30 minutes a night is all they need for reading some simple math problems. And before I let you guys go, let me tell you, our babies do not know how to write in cursive. And that's a problem. Because if they can't write in cursive, they can't sign documents, important documents. This printing, let me tell you something. You all know I'm a principal for a middle school, 5th through 8th grade. And we have 8th graders who are going to high school. And this is not just subject to my school. This is like a worldwide problem. And it started when they took grammar and all of that out of school back in the day. Help your babies learn to write in cursive. Practice. Get some cursive notebooks. Again, the dollar store. For $1.25, you can get some. And have them to just keep practicing writing in cursive. They should know how to write their name, if nothing else, in cursive. Because once you get older and have to sign those different important legal documents for homes, apartments, you know, the contracts, you don't want them going up there just printing. Or, hey, what am I supposed to do here? Okay? So please make sure you are also putting in time to make sure your babies are writing in cursive. I think that's it. I think that's all I have for you guys tonight. Again, just wanted to provide resources for what you could do at home, because I hear that a lot. Like, hey, my baby didn't have homework. And so these are some resources that'll help you if that happens to be the case for you. Or if the weekends or fall breaks, winter breaks, and you're like, hey, they don't have nothing to do. Those are some programs that you can pull up. And again, they can still get at least 30 minutes a day of work done. All right? I appreciate you guys for tuning in with me. You guys have been rocking with your girl. I love all of the shares, the inboxes. You guys have sent me so much love. Let me tell you, it is no small feat to do this. It's more than just, you know, jumping on a camera. I have a full-time business, a full-time job, and I am a full-time mom. And so, it's a lot, but I enjoy doing this. I enjoy sharing the information with you guys. I want to see us all win. I want to see us all be great. And I want to see our children be successful. I want to see our children, especially black and brown babies, confident in that they can go out and do anything in this world because they have the skills. And I want to help parents with the skills, the resources, so that they can help and you guys can help your babies at home. So I appreciate you for rocking with me. It's Dr. Shepherd. This has been another night of A Note from the Principal's Desk. I will not be live next Friday. I will be out the country, but stay tuned. There will be a video posted at 5:30 p.m. next Friday. Take care. Peace.